in with the latest from the Colorado Ag News Network. This is Brian Ulmer of Barn Media. It's brought to you in part by...
Colorado pork producers employ practices that protect public health. The U.S. supply chain has earned global recognition for the safety of its products, meaning you are receiving the best quality pork to keep your family healthy. For more information, contact Colorado Pork Producers Council or visit porkcares.org.
Get ready for the Colorado State Fair. The stars come out in the Bud Light Grandstand. See six exciting rodeo performances featuring live concerts with national recording artists, motorsports, and Fiesta Day. Save the dates, August 23rd through September 2nd. This fair is all fun. Tell them, Horace.
We've been horsing around in Pueblo since 1869.
Tickets and info at coloradostatefair.com.
African swine fever has been in the news for over a year now. Swine Health Information Center Executive Director Dr. Paul Sundberg believes that Asian swine fever will continue to be a problem.
This isn't a short-term deal. This is a long-term siege, and there's no real end. You don't really see the end of this tunnel that we're in. ASF is going to continue to circulate. ASF is going to continue to put pressure on the U.S. and other negative countries. It's kind of a different deal than classical swine fever or foot and mouth disease, which have been around for an awfully long time, because they've been around and they continue to spread, but not with the ferocity and the fire that ASF is spreading. So I think that really adds to the pressure of that virus getting into the U.S.
One of the biggest things pig farmers can do is to enhance the biosecurity on their farms.
It's not just if a foreign visitor is going to come onto your farm. It's if any of your workers have any contact with people from other countries that may be bringing, unknowingly, illegal meat into the country that could be infected. Those kinds of things. Look at the biosecurity that's on the farm and think of it from the lens of, what are the international contacts that are even possible?
You can get the facts about Asian swine fever and learn more about the pork checkoff by visiting pork.org or by calling 1-800-456-PORK. And for more information about the Colorado Pork Producers Council, visit copork.org. Colorado Corn has moved their District 3 Sterling meeting from August 20th to August 21st at the same location and time. The dinner will be at 6:30 to 8 at Sam and Louie's in Sterling. This public service announcement being brought to you by Colorado Corn. You can learn more about Colorado Corn and the Colorado Corn Administrative Committee online at coloradocorn.com. For more Colorado Ag News, open the barn doors online at barnmedia.net.